You are listening to Classic Composers, Frederic Chopin by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press. A Talented Child. Frederic Chopin was one of the world's greatest composers. He wrote beautiful music for the piano. He is called Poland's most famous composer. Frederic was born in a little town near Warsaw, Poland, on March 1, 1810. His father, Nicholas, had moved to Poland, the Duchy of Warsaw, from France. He worked as a tutor for rich families. Frederick's mother was Polish. Her name was Justyna. Justyna loved music. She made sure her children had piano lessons when they were very young. When Frederick was a child, he used to lie under the piano while his older sister played. That way, he could hear and feel the music. Once Frederick began playing the piano, his parents realized he was quite talented. When Frederick was 6 years old, they hired Wojciech Ziwny to teach him. Ziwny was a good teacher. He did not just teach Frederick how to play. He also taught him about great composers like Bach and Mozart. Young Frederick loved music more than anything. It did not take long before Frederick could play the piano better than his teacher. When he was only 8 years old, he began performing in salons. The audiences could not believe how well the little boy played. They were even more surprised when they found out little Frederick wrote his own music. Young Frederick also liked to have fun. He drew funny cartoons and loved to ride horses with his friends. Leaving Poland. Later, Chopin studied with a teacher named Joseph Elsner. When Chopin was 17, he wrote a piece he titled Variations, Opus 2. This piece was a variation on music written by Mozart. As musicians began playing the new Opus 2, people all around Europe heard Chopin's music. They loved it. Chopin was happy in Poland, but music was not as popular in Warsaw as it was in other places, such as Vienna or Paris. Also, Poland was having a lot of problems. Other countries wanted to control Poland. Poland's neighbor, Russia, even took over part of Poland's land 3 different times during the late 1790s. Chopin knew that music was more popular in other cities of Europe. He knew he needed to study with other people to really be a good performer and composer. In 1830, he moved to Vienna, Austria. Vienna was the center of music in Europe. Many famous composers lived there. When he heard Chopin's music, a famous composer, Robert Schumann, wrote, "Hats off, a genius." People in Vienna loved to watch and hear Chopin perform. His music made people feel excited and happy. Chopin's music was part of the Romantic period. The Romantic period started around 1830 and ended around 1900. As compositions became increasingly expressive and dramatic. Grand symphonies, big dramatic operas, and passionate songs were influenced by art and literature. One of Chopin's favorite kinds of music was the mazurka. When he was growing up, Chopin often heard mazurkas. He went on to write more than 50 mazurkas. His Mazurka in B-flat Major, Opus 7, No. 1, is one of his most popular pieces. Chopin preferred writing music. He had stage fright and did not like playing in front of large groups of people. Chopin also wrote many waltzes. These were popular ballroom dances in high society. From 1829 until 1847, he wrote 14 well-loved waltzes. Frederic Chopin, superstar. Chopin only stayed in Vienna for 8 months. He traveled to other countries. He played in many different concert halls. Chopin was shy about playing big concerts. He liked playing at friends' homes or at small salons better. In 1831, Chopin moved to Paris, France. He became one of the most popular musicians in Paris. He also earned money as a piano teacher. It would be much like having Beyoncé as your voice coach today. Chopin had a good life in Paris. He earned a lot of money. He fell in love with a woman named Aurore Dudevant. Dudevant wrote novels under the name George Sand. Chopin's new girlfriend helped him gain confidence to perform in front of larger groups of people. Chopin performed a few concerts in Paris, but he was more interested in composing. He wrote beautiful music. Many of the pieces he wrote in Paris are considered masterpieces today. Chopin had many musical friends in Paris. His friends included Felix Mendelssohn and Franz Liszt, who introduced Chopin to Miss Dudevant. In 1839, Chopin got very sick. He had an illness called tuberculosis. Even though he was sick, Chopin kept on writing music. One of his most famous pieces is called the Minute Waltz. It is a short, lively piece that people love today, 180 years after it was written. In 1847, Chopin toured England and Scotland. The tour was long and difficult. Chopin's health failed. He made his last public appearance in November 1848. Then he went home to Paris. An amazing talent. Frédéric Chopin died on October 17, 1849. He was only 39 years old. Even though he died young, Chopin is very famous. He was the first great composer who wrote just for the piano. Students and orchestras often perform his work today, and audiences love to hear Chopin's music today. Chopin's body was buried in Paris, but his heart was buried in Warsaw, Poland. The End. We hope you enjoyed Classic Composers, Frédéric Chopin by Joanne Mattern, with consultation by John Viscardi, Executive Director of Classic Lyric Arts. Narrated by Alan Crookham. Copyright 2025 by Red Chair Press.